the Sarasota County Commission is thinking about redistricting after the voters passed single-member districts. So previously, all the members of the commission were at large, and the voters passed single-member districts. So now the commissioners are connected to particular districts, and the districts do not have equal numbers of voters, which has caused some of the commissioners to think about redistricting, even though they're going to have to redistrict after the census, which is just a couple years off.
And you're concerned that because these commissioners have a vested interest in how the lines are drawn, that an independent commission should do it rather than the commission itself.
That's correct, because we live in a society where the voters are supposed to pick their representatives. Representatives are not supposed to pick their voters. And we've had problems with gerrymandering all over the country. So allowing the commissioners to draw their own lines creates the appearance of partiality. And we favor having an impartial process where an outside organization or a group of citizens is able to draw the lines.
What are the chances of that? Does the commission have to take input on whether it'll be by an independent commission, or can they just redraw the lines like they choose?
My understanding is they can redraw the lines as they choose. However, their constituents came out in force at the meeting on Tuesday to object to the process of them redrawing the lines. First of all, in 2019, when the census is going to be done next year, which would be the normal time to draw the lines. So it depends on whether, you know, how they feel about the public sort of demand for impartiality and so forth. Right now, as it stands, they're doing a study to try to ascertain how many people are in each district, because although it's not equal number of voters, and it doesn't have to be totally equal, the districts are drawn based on population, not voters. And so they're trying to figure out how to determine how many people actually live in each district.
How about minority representation? How has the change to single-member districts and also this possible redrawing of the district lines, how might all of that affect minority representation?
The commission is all white and also all Republican, and it's been that way since the 60s. I think some people were hoping with the single-member districts that there might be the district that covers North Sarasota might end up being more representative of the constituents there than it is when the whole county's voting for that seat. So we'll have to see how that plays out. I'm sure people are concerned about that as well.
Is there anything that I missed that you want to tell our listeners about?
I just want to reiterate that, you know, having a fair democratic process is really important, and we need to have a situation where the incumbent politicians are not drawing lines for their own districts. That's basically the bottom line. So it's a question of process.